Let's get into some technical analysis now, and joining me for that is independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta. Thank you for your time, Loyiso, as always. Let's start off with Hulamin. Coming out with results recently, the aluminium company returned to profit in 2021, supported by a number of factors, including a healthy order book and a surge in commodity prices. I mean, looking at the share price, it's gained about 90% in the last year. What's your view on this counter from a technical perspective?
The last time we touched on Hulamin was on the 5th of July last year, and the share was trading at 2 rand 1 cent, and I was very bullish on the counter based on the positive fundamental developments at the time, such as the full order book for the current financial year and the agreement to supply an electric car manufacturer in the US, though that announcement didn't have much detail. As we can see, the share has more than doubled since then, currently trading at above 4.50 rand. Now, this massive rise really came as a result of tailwinds, especially rising aluminum prices, as well as a demand from the automotive industry. Though I have to warn that the share has recently, or since last year, October, been trading under a cautionary announcement, and there's a lot of speculation in the market around a potential takeover or maybe foreign investment into the company. So the question is now still a good time to buy Hulamin? I think if you missed the buy recommendation we made last year, it's probably a bit too late. And also when I look at it from a wave perspective, I see a clear 1, 2, very strong 3, 4, and we are now currently in the fifth wave of the fifth wave. So in the short term, we are at the peak of a 5-wave advance. So what I'm forecasting in the short to medium term is a pullback, which could provide better buying opportunities. So fundamentals are still looking good. There is still the lingering cautionary announcement, which really doesn't give any detail. So I would rather hang tight if I'm not already in the share, and hopefully we'll get a healthy pullback before rejoining the bulls.
All right, let's move on to property company, and that is a growth point. I mean, really this counter benefits from its strategy of diversification, and that's across sectors and also across regions. And looking at South Africa, where the majority of their assets are, as much as it's still facing significant headwinds when it comes to the office sector, it has benefited from the recovery in the retail sector and also the momentum in the industrial sector. What's the technical picture looking like for that counter?
Okay, so similar to Hulamin, we last touched on Growth Point last year in July, and I was really looking at it from a cyclical and technical perspective more than fundamentals. And what I emphasized was this low at 9.50 after the COVID-19 sell-off in March 2020 was a significant bottom, and I was looking at this current price action and looking at it as a bullish sequence, so forecasting further upside. But I did emphasize that we would certainly need fundamental tailwinds. That hasn't really played out, as we've seen in the recent results, which showed declines in revenues and operating profit. And with the office market still struggling, with vacancies rising to a record 21.2%, so looking at it from a purely technical perspective, I see that the current share price is trapped in this contracting triangle. But as you mentioned, there has been some improvements in other sectors, but I just think that maybe the office market is dragging the share down. So I think in the short to medium term, if we can see improvement in the office market, certainly from a technical perspective, I'm still bullish. So if we can get those tailwinds, hopefully we can get an upward breakout of this contracting triangle. So that being said, if you're patient, I'm still bullish on Growth Point and prospects within this sector.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, Loyiso. That was independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta.